I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the...
Hibbing, Minnesota is known for many things. It's the location of the largest open-pit iron mine in the country, sometimes called the Grand Canyon of the North. Basketball fans may know it as the hometown of Hall of Famer Kevin McHale. And of course, it's the childhood home of Bob Dylan. Not as many people are aware that Hibbing is also the hometown of an iconic business, the Greyhound Bus Line. That story is told at the Greyhound Bus Museum, located on the north side of town. Now, I was aware that Greyhound originated in Hibbing, but I didn't really know much about the story. I stopped into the museum recently to learn more. The museum building has the familiar Racing Greyhound logo on the front, and it has the red, gray, and blue color scheme of the company. As I walked up to the front door, I stopped to listen to some of the Greyhound-themed music that was playing. When I entered the building, the first thing I saw directly across from me was a replica of a 1930s Greyhound ticket office. It didn't look all that different from some that I saw in the 1960s. From touring the exhibits and talking with volunteer director Ron Dicklich, I discovered the fascinating story of the Greyhound bus lines. It began when a Swedish immigrant, Carl Wickman, a mine drill operator from Alice, Minnesota, was laid off from his job. Carl became a Huppmobile dealer in Hibbing. Now, Huppmobile was an early automobile brand. But Carl soon found that miners making little more than a dollar a day and living within walking distance of work didn't buy automobiles. He had the car, but no buyers. But with some ingenuity, he found a use for the unsellable car. Miners, living and working in Alice, needed transportation to and from the commercial center of Hibbing, a few miles away. Wickman, along with partners Andy Anderson and Arvid Heed, used the 7-passenger vehicle, which he could not sell, to transport the miners for 15 cents per ride, piling in as many people as possible, some riding on the running boards. In 1915, Wickman partnered with Ralph Bogan, who was running a similar operation between Hibbing and Duluth, to form the Mesaba Transportation Company, which earned $8,000 profit in its first year. By 1918, with further expansion, the company was making more than $40,000 each year. The Greyhound name came along in the 1920s, and by 1927, the company had transcontinental routes and was grossing over $6 million. The company headquarters had relocated to Chicago. Not bad for 12 years of operation. Now, there were some lean years to come in the early 30s, during the early years of the Great Depression, but by the beginning of the Second World War, the company had 4,750 stations and more than 10,000 employees. From 1935 to 1945, Greyhound consciously developed a streamlined look in both its buses and its depots, many of which were built in the Art Deco style, such as the station in Minneapolis, which now houses the First Avenue nightclub. In the museum, you'll find exhibits that talk about the early history and also the evolution of the bus itself, from that first Huppmobile to the well-known Scenic Cruisers. There are videos and artifacts, and yes, there are buses. Lots of buses. The buses have been restored, and you can enter each to see how the buses have evolved over the years. When I walked through the Scenic Cruisers that were being used during the 60s and early 70s, they brought back memories of many trips between Grand Rapids and Indianapolis, and others between Bemidji, with its stop located at the Markham Hotel, and Chicago. The museum is owned and operated by the city of Hibbing, and the staff is all volunteer. They receive no financial support from the Greyhound Company, but they do receive artifacts and other technical support from them. If you visit, plan to spend an hour or more, and if you continue down 3rd Avenue East, just beyond the museum, you'll also come to the North Hibbing town site, the location of Hibbing before it was moved to its current location, and, at least for now, the Hull Rust Mine View site, which together make for an interesting afternoon. Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.